When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be something so important.
There's still a lot of reaction and feedback out there regarding the NFL's new policy that was approved last month regarding players being allowed to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but if they're on the field, they do have to stand. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Theismann believes there will be an unintended consequence to this ruling.
I've learned one thing. If you tell the National Football League players that they have to do something, there's a good chance that some of them are not going to cooperate.
I feel bad about
the fact that if one decides to kneel, then this whole thing rears its ugly head again.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and Theismann also said he believes the NFL needs to do more to show what they're doing when players do voice these concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. Maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as stable as other rides that we had been on. It seemed to be going a lot faster than I felt comfortable with. As we had went around the turn, it felt as if it wasn't completely attached to those tracks.
Bostic then talks about what she remembered next.
I remember hearing a lot of screeching, a lot of metallic sounds that just weren't right. I closed my eyes, I held on. I remember being airborne, feeling as if I was falling. And then the next thing I remember was coming to on the ground looking up. I was told that I bounced from support beam to support beam like a pinball, but I don't know that. I was told that. I don't remember any of that.
Bostic was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with a concussion. Now what's interesting is the roller coaster had been shut down for a month but was given permission to open on the day that the accident happened. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are back and we are ready to dive in.
We are diving in. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Ludwig, you've got us Facebook streaming.
Yes, sir.
Miles, have you been watching any of the memes pop up all over the place during the week? All kinds of different stuff showing... some of them were really great. Hillary Clinton during the campaign saying that tweets alone, you need a professional, et cetera, tweets alone won't work with North Korea. And then, of course, it shows her sitting in what looks like a rest home and Trump in Singapore with Kim Jong-un, just a whole slew of them. Ludwig, I think you were talking earlier before we went on the air about, what was that about the Second Amendment?
If you want liberals to defend the Second Amendment, tell everybody Trump's taking away guns.
And then they'll defend the Second Amendment.
Yep.
You said that because there were a bunch of folks on the liberal side, the very liberal side, that were having a fit that he is pausing the
war games.
War games.
Yeah.
That just a few weeks ago they were saying is going to cause World War III.
Yeah, how dare he do these war games?
And now they're going, how dare he stop these war games? Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with them. You've almost got to write notes.
And Chuckie Schumer, this deal isn't verifiable.
Well, it's not the deal, Rhett, really, actually.
It's not a deal yet.
This is the what Miles, to your credit, Miles, has been saying all along, that this is the, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the opening door, the beginning volley, the step to say, is there a process for peace?
Do you meet somebody and get married the first day?
You may have.
No. Oh, no.
No?
No.
No. That poor woman, she's a nice lady too, folks.
But when you ask to go on a date, right, that's the plan, is if you're trying to date somebody to see if they're going to be a partner for life.
Yep.
That's the same thing we got here. They went on their first date, and they're going to continue down the road.
Oh, that's an ugly thought. moving on to the news, LATimes.com. This is from early in the week. Radical plan to split California into three states earns spot on November ballot. Miles, have you got a prediction? What's going to happen with that ballot referendum? Keeping in mind that California is different than Illinois, meaning their referendums actually have an impact rather than a warm, fuzzy suggestion to the legislature.
Yeah, I don't see this coming off.
You think
that's my own personal prediction.
You think the folks in California are going to vote against splitting up California?
Yeah.
Do you really? I'm Ludwig, since you were so wonderful on missing the agreement by one calendar date, what say you on this topic?
I can see that they would see the benefit for pushing for this. Like you had said before, that's now an extra of four senators.
Yeah, they get one of the things that they've been whining about out of California, all across the Democratic spectrum, is that the way the Electoral College works, they don't get enough representation for who they are. In fact, they referred to their own popular votes as wasted votes. And so, I mean, if whoever the money is behind this, I understand there's some billionaire that's advancing it, but whoever the money is behind it, that person gets to say, no, this is a way for us to garner the credit that we deserve in their view. I don't know. I have a tendency to think it's got a better chance than that.
I don't see this affecting the Electoral College, though. They still have the same
I agree with
number.
That. Yeah, I agree with that. But the sales pitch, well, I don't think it'll hurt them, but the sales pitch is just what we said. They'll have four more U.S. Senators, and that will, again, even their right wing is what I'd identify as squishy middle at best. Their idea of right wing is Jeb Bush. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Who's a Kennedy. He married into the family, and they were just as squishy as can be. I don't know. I don't think it's out of the realm yet. That's my opinion of that. I was not surprised that it made its way to the ballot. So now I've not seen any polling on it. Speaking of no polling on Stabenow, have either one of you two seen polling on this California thing to measure where the folks are out there on this issue?
No.
No?
No, I haven't seen any. I didn't know this was on the ballot until yesterday.
Well, we've talked about it several times over the last few months.
Well, I knew it was a topic, but I didn't know if they had actually got signatures for it. Does the Congress have to approve this?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. I know that Congress would have to deal with a secession, and I think Congress would have to recognize those two new states.
Yeah.
So it would be a form of granting statehood, right, Miles? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the article talked about the California legislature.
others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
California's physician-assisted suicide law is back in effect for now. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
A state appeals court has reinstated the End of Life Options Act, which gives people with less than 6 months to live the opportunity to request lethal treatment options from a doctor. The law had previously been overturned by a lower court on a technicality because of the way it was approved. The new ruling allows the law to stay in place while litigation over the controversial law continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Congressman Mark Sanford is concerned whether President Trump will be held accountable, saying he knows from firsthand experience. He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is. Well, let's see what we can get. 75 degrees, we have a heat advisory in effect. With a heat index of over 101 today through 8 p.m., you need to take precautions to make sure that you are not outside, not straining yourself, not doing extra extraneous activity. At the heat index will be up to 102, as a matter of fact. Timing, highest indices will be during the mid to late afternoon hours. Heat illnesses among at-risk people cannot stay cool. Heat humidity may cause heat stress. Elderly, the young, anybody exerting outside, drink a lot of water, get in some air conditioning, take care of yourself today. Clear tonight, clear right now, 20% chance of rain. Today is Monday, June 18th, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy, a stray shower, thunderstorm is possible, a high of 92. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly cloudy skies, and a stray shower tonight or thunderstorm is possible. A low of 74. Tomorrow, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, a high of 86. Winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clouds and sun in the morning on Wednesday. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible, high of 84. Thursday, clouds in the morning, give way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon, 86. On Friday, partly cloudy, 79. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, 78. So we get back to reasonable temperatures. Temperatures in the area, 75 right now in Raritan, 73 in Lambertville, 72 in Frenchtown, 71 in Pittstown, 70 in Lebanon, 71 in Washington Township, 69 in Asbury, 71 over in Phillipsburg, and 71 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, not a bad wake-up tune. What do you think? One of the band members has a celebrity birthday today. Welcome to WHCRDB's Good Morning Hunterdon Show, right here, live on Facebook, and live on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, along with TuneIn and all our other ways that we broadcast. Good to be with you. I've been out of the state broadcasting in South Carolina. I'm going to be there still, but I'm in temporarily, so able to do the show from the studio. It's nice to be back in the seat. Well, it is 11 after 8. First thing I got to do is get you some traffic. Now, with the change in the schools, traffic has not been as bad the last couple of days. I've been telling you all about that. But there's occasional times when people are making some unfortunate errors, and we need to let you know about that. One of them happened around 6:45 this morning. Route 31 southbound at Center Street, Clinton, delays due to a motor vehicle accident. Figuring being it's an hour plus, that has already taken care of itself. Aside from that, register with Heart, drive safe, sound, and smart. You get the local, county, state, and interstate roads on email, and you can figure out how to get to your destination more efficiently. And you only pick the roads that you want to get email alerts on. So, good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So, what is on Monday's schedule for Hunter Chamber Radio.com? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide back. She's back at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets, catch up with what she was learning about over there on her soiree with their women financial planners that have a little meeting every so many months and chat about all their different business aspects and learn from one another. After Michelle, we talk with Al Warr from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Al Warr gives us business insights with local businesses and some of the events that they're planning. And Bill, Al gives us all sorts of insight into that column that he writes on Hunterdon County Democrat. Rest of the show, that eclectic mix of news, trivia, information, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports, all coming to you for the second hour. Following that, it's Chamber in Action. That's the Prez, sits down here and gives you insight into what's going on at the Chamber of Commerce and what's going on in Hunterdon County. From his perspective, he meets with so many different people, so he gives you a well-rounded view of what's happening in Hunterdon County. Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow, is back from executive chef of Jake's. He also teaches a class at Polytech, and Bill gives us tips, tricks, advice, all the information we need to make sure that we're enjoying ourselves in the kitchen. So we'll get some great recipes from Chef Bill. Probably starting to prepare for summer barbecue. July 4th is coming in a couple of weeks, so all that's on its way. Get healthy hunting. Dr. Ron Miola from Nutrimost comes in and talks about how to be nutritious, eat nutritious, take care of yourself, eat, be at the right optimum weight, and how to do all that. He's very thorough in the way he explains it all, and gives you some great insight into why this all happens. Not just following the rules, but why those rules are going to make sense to you. Mike Hewitt is on from 1 to 2. Mike Hewitt gives us insight into politics and what's going on in the world, current events. Award-winning Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright and Tracy Ivey is on from 2 to 3. Advice, information from Nami of Hunterdon to help people with brain injuries and brain illness, and all the support people that help them. And then the Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4. People, places, and programs happening at the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hot in Hunterdon, that's Georgine Trinkle. She's on from 4 to 5, bringing people that are making headlines in Hunterdon County. And then Girl Boss is on from 5 to 6. Brooke Sellis and Devon LeCompte are talking about making strides as female models, not the artistic models, but models of consistency, models of work ethic, models of confidence, and bringing all that to you to make sure that women feel empowered. All that is on Hunchimer.com's lineup. You can get all that on Hunchimer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. We'll always listen to learn about and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. out of time. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCRDB. HuntonChimber.com, the voice of business. This is Adam Buxton helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration services for the month, week, and day for June 18th. It is Anti-Phospholipid Antibody Syndrome Awareness Month, also known as APS, Audiobook Appreciation Month, Beautiful in Your Skin Month, Black Music Month, California Avocado Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, Sunscreen, but there's very few that actually really work. Got to research that. Caribbean American Heritage Month, Cataract Awareness Month, Celibacy Awareness Month, Child Vision Awareness Month, Children's Awareness Month. Country Cooking Month. Perhaps Chef Bill will help us with that. Dairy Alternatives Month. Dementia Care Professionals Month. Effective Communications Month. Entrepreneurs Do-It-Yourself Marketing Month. Just was listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan talking about guerrilla marketing on her show, Teachable Moments in Business. Listen to her on Wednesdays. Fireworks Safety Month. Guys, please, leave it to the professionals. Georgia Blueberry Month. Got to talk to Mr. Al War about that. Find out what Georgia blueberries taste like. Golf Championship finished up yesterday. Congratulations to Brooke Koepka. It's National Hermit Week. Duct Tape Days. National Nursing Assistance Week. Old Time Fiddlers Week. Animal Rights Awareness Week. National Week of Making. Meet a Mate Week starts today, along with National Pollinator Week. Universal Father's Week all started today. For today, it is, you probably caught on, it is Autistic Pride Day. Clark Kent's birthday. Yeah, that Clark Kent from Superman. It is National Splurge Day, Ride to Work Day on your motorcycle. It's Sustainable Gastronomy Day, and it is International Sushi Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and Hunterdon County Democrat published on the 14th. It says that 4th Annual High Bridge World Championship is deemed a success. I was curious about what kind of world championship would be happening in High Bridge. So what started as a lunch table rivalry between best friends is now the High Bridge World Championship, a charity basketball game held annually on Memorial Day. It's a free, family-friendly, community-wide event. All are welcome. 100% funds raised at the High Bridge World Championship benefit the Safe Communities Coalition of Hunterdon and Somerset, New Jersey, a nonprofit organization that implements initiatives to reduce substance abuse. The High Bridge World Championship charity basketball game encourages a community to come together, enjoys an afternoon of genuine substance-free fun with added bonus of entertainment by Coconut Fam, great refreshments, and a chance to win Firefly concert tickets. Quote, High Bridge is proud to host the World Championship fundraising event each Memorial Day, which is such a great time for all our residents. Nick Rafsky and his friends continue their passion and leadership in our community. We will work with prevention resources and others that share our deep commitment to protect High Bridge, and especially our young people, from drug misuse, said High Bridge Mayor Mark Desiree. The Safe Communities Coalition is thankful for opportunities to meet community members of Highbridge and discuss current drug trends, such as the impending threat of recreational marijuana becoming legal in New Jersey. We are appreciative of the hard work of Nick Rafsky and Justin Crail for supporting our mission and agency. We look forward to partnering on future events, stated Jerry Colavecchio, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Prevention Resources. The goal of Safe Communities Coalition is to live in a safe and healthy community by eliminating drug use, underage drinking, and prescription drug use. Through widespread community collaboration, environmental change, and community education of Hunterdon and Somerset counties, the Safe Communities Coalition will address areas of concern, including but not limited to reducing prescription drug use across the lifespan, underage drinking, tobacco, marijuana, heroin, and other drug use. For information on the coalition, visit our website at safecoalition.org or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/safecommunitiescoalition. Twitter is at safe_coalition or Instagram is at safe_coalition. Yeah, we unfortunately continue to have these issues throughout our lifespan in Hunterdon County. We got problems with drugs and opioid and all that. So it's great that these guys are able to put together a little bit of a lunch challenge, and it's branched out to become this fantastic event where people are having a great time. All right, it is 8:25, and let's see what we got besides well, I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll do our news, and we'll get Michelle Heidi on the phone. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Give me border wall security, we won't have this problem. He has a zero-tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed Democrats for the policy, and yesterday his special counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That is House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Three people dead, 250 injured after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake rattles Osaka, Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is calling for an investigation into the Russia probe. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, claimed that troubling unethical behaviors among some in the Justice Department has tainted the Mueller probe.
Mueller has no evidence of collusion. There was none. The President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to, you know, to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Susan Collins says she wishes the president would stop using the word pardon in regards to the Mueller investigation.
He wants to get that Russian investigation completed, and every time he brings up the issue of pardons, it gives the investigators something else that they have to look into.
And on the issue of immigration, Collins says she does not support separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
California's physician-assisted suicide law is back in effect for now. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
A state appeals court has reinstated the End of Life Options Act, which gives people with less than 6 months to live the opportunity to request lethal treatment options from a doctor. The law had previously been overturned by a lower court on a technicality because of the way it was approved. The new ruling allows the law to stay in place while litigation over the controversial law continues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Congressman Mark Sanford is concerned whether President Trump will be held accountable, saying he knows from firsthand experience. He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
All right, it's time for Michelle Heide from the Investment Update. She's on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to talk with you again. We haven't spoken in a while, but
I know, exactly.
You've been busy.
It's been a long time.
So why don't you give everybody a little insight into what you were doing last week, and then we'll get on to the real investment update.
Nope, absolutely. So last week I was at a wealth management conference down in Atlanta. So several days bombarded with all kinds of great information, hearing from, you know, portfolio managers and economists and a little bit of everything. And, again, there was a lot of information. And as you know, when you start the day at 7 a.m. and they wrap up at 6, it's like, whew.
Yeah.
But took a lot of good notes. You know, kind of the underlying theme from all of the folks, no matter what their background was, that was from an investment perspective. Obviously, especially now, it's as important as ever to diversify. You know, look outside the traditional stock, bond, cash categories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all kept reiterating the fact that bonds, you know, are in this bubble and, you know, even in some cases, having cash as an alternative to bonds, especially the longer-term bonds, may make sense short-term until we get through these interest rate hikes. But yeah, it was a lot, like I said, it was a lot of good information. You know, obviously timely because while I was there, we had the meeting with North Korea, mm-hmm. and then we also had the trade tensions continuing, especially when things wrapped up Friday with China. Mm-hmm. So. and that was the other point. They said, you know, investors have gotten lazy in the sense that they, you know, got through a couple of years with very little volatility, and that's highly unusual, and volatility is back, and folks just need to stay focused and not let the short-term noise get in the way of long-term, making good long-term decisions.
Right.
So.
Right. Did cryptocurrency show up in the conference?
I say it's interesting. A couple of them, you know, brought that up in the sense that, you know, I don't want to say the average investor, but a lot of people are investing in it without understanding what it is and how it works and that type of thing. But they
yeah.
go into a lot of detail. The ones that spoke at this point are not investing in it directly. They're, you know, kind of staying put for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is that there was an article last night about a reiteration of... I have to look up who actually said it, but he's expecting it to go to 60,000 Bitcoin by the end of the year. Yes.
Whoa.
He predicted it was going to fall to 6, which it did, and now mm-hmm. he's predicting and he's reiterating that it should go to 60,000 sometime within this year. Now, it's based on volatility. It's not like it's going to go up there and make a plateau, but... That's what they're basically talking about. So crazy how that stuff continues to pop up, and that's the stuff that drives the casual investor into that type of a investment.
Right. So. Right. Exactly. So. It's interesting. They were also talking about alternative investments because that's a word that is thrown out there a lot, and people don't really understand what an alternative investment is because they're. Some things that call themselves alternatives, but they're not necessarily alternatives. And the true definition of an alternative is an investment that is designed as to not move directly with, in most cases, directly with the stock market. You know, although there's they're going back and forth because during the financial crisis, even alternative investments were almost as affected as other investments.
Well, I was, you know, when you mentioned the word alternative without knowing where you were going with that, you know, I'm thinking of art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking of maybe real estate, but that was all affected by that. So, yeah, it's even gold isn't really, that's a commodity. That's not really an alternative investment. So after a while, you kind of run out of options or choices.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that was one of the points that some of us in the audience brought up. And, you know, but they're also using funds that are available to the average investor that function similar to hedge funds and venture capital and managed futures and all these other types of things. But again, just like with anything, you don't want to run out and just buy things without understanding what they are because in many cases they don't have the liquidity that other types of investments have. And some of these investments, too, you actually have to be approved as an accredited investor,
mm-hmm.
meaning you have a certain amount of net worth and income, you know, knowing that, you know, there's no less risk involved in some of these things. So, yeah.
Well, I love the fact that you brought up the liquidity issue because that's been the big challenge of many of these newer investments is that it's one thing to buy it. It's another thing to have a seller to sell it to or a buyer to sell it to. So, you know, you can always say that cryptocurrency is going to get up to 60,000. Wonderful. But if nobody's going to buy it at 60,000, it doesn't matter what price it is.
Exactly.
That's the part that people forget. And that's the complaint that everybody has with real estate is when you put your house at a certain price and you say, oh, my house is worth this. Yes, it is. But you still have somebody that needs to come along to buy it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Very, very good point.
Excellent. All right. Very good. We're going to pick your brain more over the time, but what do we got for today?
Well, today, pretty much what's driving the headlines everywhere are the continuing trade tensions between the U.S. and China. You know, again, everyone has heard by now that on Friday, Trump announced that tariffs would impact up to $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. China then retaliated and slapped a 25% tariff on approximately $34 billion worth of U.S. products. They're expecting that to kick in early July. So obviously that's affecting markets across the globe. The Asia-Pacific region closed lower. European markets are currently trading lower. U.S. futures, you know, for instance, right now the Dow futures are down about 220, thus bringing that psychological point of 25,000, you know, falling below that point.
Right.
So, you know, this may be the start of another short-term correction. You know, we won't know until we get through it. S&P futures down about 19, NASDAQ down about 60. So, again, that's the kind of the big headline driving the markets this morning. We also had Google announcing that they are investing $550 million in cash into Chinese e-commerce player JD.com. Looks like they're developing some sort of a strategic partnership, looking to develop retail infrastructure that can better personalize the shopping experience and reduce some of the frictions happening in many different markets outside the U.S., especially in Southeast Asia. Let's see. We had the Audi CEO arrested in Germany, continuing over the diesel scandal that took place.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
And Disney shares, a couple of analysts have downgraded Disney shares on the concern that, you know, Comcast offered, you know, about a 19% premium on Disney's original bid for Fox.
Yep.
So basically one of the analysts was saying, you know, it's a lose-lose proposition because if Disney decides to increase their bid, then it, you know, dilutes the current value of Disney itself. But if they don't, then they could end up losing out on some of the synergies that they were looking to accomplish by acquiring Fox. So I'm sure we'll continue to hear more between Disney and Comcast and Fox over the next couple of days. And let's see. Lastly, BJ's Wholesale will be coming out with their IPO, and that's expected to price somewhere between $15 and $17 a share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, their largest competitors are Costco and Sam's Clubs, but they are coming out with their IPO. I'm not sure what date that's expected. I'm guessing it's sometime, you know, sometime over the next week or so since they have that initial price target set.
Okay. At Sam's Club, I know it's out there, but they've been doing a lot of closing of many of those at this point. So I don't know how much that is looked at like a competition. It's just looking like a BJ's versus Costco world out there right now. And, you know, we have both right here in Flemington. We got both, over in Branchburg. So it's, you know, it's something to consider. They have different things, but... it's something to think about. The Disney thing is funny. That's almost like them talking out, thinking while they're talking. It's almost an explanation of why we're going to have to move through with this, shareholders, and you're going to have to, you're just going to have to tolerate it, or else, because we just talked about the price of something. Well, the AT&T merger made that Fox purchase more equitable and more coveted, and
right.
In order to survive, Comcast needs to do it. So, so that, I'm sure they don't really care what Disney thinks about it.
Right, exactly.
Disney's kind of thinking while they're doing their work, and they're probably going to have to raise their bid to compete, but I don't know. Comcast is desperate, I think, is the way I would put it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to do whatever it takes to take on that acquisition.
Yep, and then Disney can get them back when the whole thing crumbles, because if they overpay, Disney can buy them on a fire sale. We'll see.
Exactly. Just have to have that patience.
That's right.
What are the ingredients that not too many investors have these days?
Yes, ma'am. Well, great to talk with you. You sound great.
Yeah.
I know you're back in the saddle for the first day in a week. So
exactly.
And on the hottest day of the year, so drink plenty of water, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. I'll
All
talk
right,
to
Michelle.
You tomorrow.
Great to talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony. Extremely supportive of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce and Hunter Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update and market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com, the voice of business, every morning at 8:30. We're going to be right back. Get Al War on the line. Find out what's going on.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's time to talk with Al, Business with Al War. He writes a column for the Hunter County Democrat. And, Al, I'm going to throw you a curveball right off the bat here. It is Georgia Blueberry Month. Is there such a thing?
I know nothing about Georgia Blueberry Month.
Okay, but is there a specific species or...
I don't know. I grew up in Georgia on a farm, but we went off and picked wild berries.
Okay.
But at the time, I didn't know anybody who grew blueberries.
Okay.
And I've been away now for 60 years.
Oh, you don't have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in Georgia after 60 years? I don't get it.
Not much.
All right, but I know you're a blueberry fan, so
yeah.
I figured
yeah,
you would know where the,
in the
what's
house
the song
all the time.
Okay, good. All right, we're gonna have to do some research for you, find out what's going on with Georgia blueberries. But I figured I'd ask.
Maybe blueberries have supplanted peaches?
Maybe. I doubt it.
I don't know.
Well, very good. Well, we talk with you every week about businesses, and you always give us some insight into local folks that you talk with. So who'd you find out information about?
Yeah, well, it's summer all of a sudden, and
yeah.
So I thought I would catch up with the camps. You know, school's out, so the camps have started up to keep kids learning and busy and active during the summer. So I caught up with several camps. The Parks and Recreation people that Huntington County runs, they run all kinds of camps,
yep.
Which a big program during July and August.
Okay.
And the choices are everywhere. They do everything from theater and sports and arts and crafts and music and Lego even. And they have new camps this year called Science-Sational, they call them.
Okay.
Which concentrate on robots and gadgets and even crime scene investigations, all kinds of things, which you go on the website and spend an hour going through all of the stuff that they offer. It's an extensive program.
Wow. Okay. And so...
That's probably the biggest group of camps that are available during July and August. But I talked to several private operations that run camp. Mary Ellen Mandata runs Milford Summer Camp.
Okay.
And this camp has been going on for years. It's a 5-week program that starts next week and runs through the end of July.
Wow.
It's for... school-age children from 6 or 7 up through high school,
mm-hmm.
And they run it like classroom setting. They all the people who take the camps rotate through various classes, which can be everything from science to sports to cooking to field trips, all kinds of things. Every 40 minutes, they rotate the classes. And you get a new teacher or subject. The hours are 9 to 2,
okay.
But you can make arrangements for early drop off and late pickup.
All right, that's good for the families.
Is crucial for camps.
Yep.
Mary Ellen runs it like a school.
Mm-hmm.
And all the teachers are certified. There are no people who aren't certified there. They're all certified teachers. It's not affiliated, though, with any public school, although they run it at the Milford school.
Mm-hmm.
There in Milford. Anyway, she can handle up to 100 students, and it's filling up fast.
Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't even filled up already, because... The clamoring for these types of things starts around March, when
very early on, and a lot of people have already signed up, of course.
Yeah. Yep.
But you might be able to get some. And she also has
maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as